morning and greetings to each of you this morning as we continue our worship service together. Again, it's been a good morning, a good time to be here. It's always good to be in God's house with God's people and to worship God. And so, grateful for that privilege and opportunity that we still have to do that. This morning, you can turn your Bibles to Daniel chapter 5, if you care to. And I am going to read the whole chapter, and then I'm going to talk about that. The sermon I had prepared 2 weeks ago, I believe it was. And so it worked out real convenient when 9:30 last night I found out I'd be preaching. And so anyway, let's see what God has in store for us and what we can learn from this account here. Chapter 5 in Daniel. Belshazzar the king made a great feast to the thousand of his lords and drank wine before the thousands, or before the thousand. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine and commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes, his wives, his concubines drank in them. They drank wine, and they praised the gods of gold, and of silver, and of brass, and of iron, of wood, and of stone. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand, and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, his knees smote one against another. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, "Whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astoned. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house, and the queen spake and said, "O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams, showing of hard sentences, and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar, now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation." Then was Daniel brought in before the king. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, "Art thou that Daniel which art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Jewry? I have even heard of thee that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men and the astrologers have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But they could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee that thou canst make interpretations and dissolve doubts. Now if thou canst read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet, have a chain of gold about thy neck, and shalt be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known to him the interpretation. O thou king, the most high God, The Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Whom he would he slew, whom he would he kept alive, and whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down. But when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men. His heart was made like the beasts. His dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the heaven, in the kingdom of men, and that he appointed it over it whomsoever he will. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, thou hast that, though thou knewest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven. And they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and a God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. Then was a part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is a writing that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Peres, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet, put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain, and Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. Now, going back to the previous chapter, just a little background history of Daniel and what he was experiencing, and some of the time frame that the time that elapsed from between these chapters. Chapter 4 approximately was taking place in BC 570, and chapter 5 was BC 538. So there's somewhere 30 plus years from the time that Daniel was with Nebuchadnezzar, and he interpreted the dream for Nebuchadnezzar as well. And then the things that took place in Nebuchadnezzar's life that dream became reality to him, and he was out as with the beasts of the field, and so on. So it just to show that some of the things that Daniel faced, and so on. And as he talks here to Belshazzar, he says that, and even Belshazzar said that, and this is the things that he had heard, that you can interpret these things because of the gods, that the God that you serve, and the wisdom that he has given. And so Daniel refers to God. He gives God the credit and the glory for it. And I was thinking of that today. We were talking in Sunday school about different situations that you find yourself in, and trying to figure out what you should do. And so it's good, it's comforting to know that the same God that gave the wisdom that Daniel needed, I think Daniel was somewhat of an ordinary person like you and I, to a point at least, but God gave him special wisdom to do that. And the Bible says that God, if we need wisdom, we need to ask God, because wisdom comes from God. And so you and I today have that same availability. The wisdom is there. God will give us that wisdom when we need it. Okay, that was extra. I've titled this, Sin Has Its Consequences. And as I said before, it's not a topic that I necessarily enjoy talking about. And so on. And yet, sin is such a part of our lives, and or has been, or it is a part of our society, our world, that we can't avoid it. And even as Christian people, we face a lot of things that we would not like to call sin. We would prefer to call them faults and failures and so on. And so on, but basically boils down, it's sin. And sin in the world is what is why we battle the way we do. And yet, as Christians, if you remember back when Todd was here, some of the things he talked about, you know, we don't battle sin coming, trying to defeat or trying to gain victory, but we fight sin with coming from victory. The victory's been won. And so it's all on our side. The tools are there, and we can experience victory over sin through the power of God and through the blood of the Lamb. I'm grateful for that. So I have three points that I want to talk about here as we go through this and basically talking about Belshazzar and his life and what he did. And the first one is, sin does not rest. You can remember that. It's not inactive. Sin is always out there, and it's trying to grow. It wants to. I don't know if that's the right term, but it's. Well, let me go on. The path of sin always leads downhill. So we look at Belshazzar's life. Look at Nebuchadnezzar, his father's life, in his time. The things that Belshazzar did, and so on. He brought these vessels from the temple of in Jerusalem that were used in their worship services there, and they were holy. There were only the priests could use them, and so they were. Nebuchadnezzar sinned by taking them, obviously, and you can look in 2 Kings 25:8-15. It talks about those vessels and Nebuchadnezzar, his invasion of Jerusalem at that time, and the destruction that they caused, his army caused there in taking away the vessels and the people as well. But we see Belshazzar even sank deeper than his father did, Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, he joined the beasts of the field. He lost his sanity, which was his punishment for his arrogance and his pride. He sinned by boasting. And if you go back to chapter 4 and verse 30, it recounts again prior to after Daniel gave him the interpretation of the dream. And then it says, at the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace, and that's Nebuchadnezzar, of the kingdom of Babylon. And the king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? And then it says, while the word was still in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, thy kingdom is departed from thee, and then he was driven out away among the animals. So that was his punishment. But Belshazzar, he even went further. And you can imagine, it says here that he put on a party. And I can just imagine it was quite a party. 1,000 people, at least. And so they're probably all important people, friends, so on. And I wondered,